This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. What is a proverb? Well, according to Wikipedia, it is a simple and concrete saying, popularly known and repeated, that expresses a truth based on common sense or experience. You may or may not be aware that the Bible has a whole book of Proverbs within it. Over the next 5 weeks, we'll be considering just a few of the hundreds of Proverbs in the Bible. Before we begin today, though, here's Our Great God by Fernando Ortega.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
What are some of the wise things the Bible book of Proverbs has to teach us? Here's Abel.
Have you ever heard these proverbs? Love makes the world go round. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Love me, love my dog. Yes, if a short saying stays around long enough, it gets to be known as a proverb. We all like them. They're fun. The English language is full of them. But what do you think of this proverb? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Or what about this one? Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. These proverbs aren't quite so much fun, are they? Words such as fools and discipline and fearing the Lord can make us wince. Proverbs such as these haven't made it into any book titled Popular Proverbs. They're not popular, but are clearly best left to moralistic Christians. After all, isn't that what Christianity is all about? Isn't it just a moral code of behaviour? Well, proverbs such as these fit right into that code. But no, it's not quite as simple as that. Just because they don't make it onto books on popular proverbs doesn't mean that you can ignore them. No, these proverbs come from the Bible, and the Bible comes from God himself. Proverbs such as these are God's words. They should not be ignored. As God himself says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. These are words of life and death coming from God himself. Furthermore, since they come from God, they are more than just a moral code of behaviour, but tell us far more than that. Not only do they come from God, but they tell us much about God. So what do we learn about him in the Old Testament book of Proverbs? First, we hear that God both created and sustains this world. Proverbs 20:12, for example, says, "Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both." That God continues to be active in his creation is evident from proverbs such as, "The Lord works out everything for his own ends," and, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." That is, while we may make plans about our lives, ultimately it is God who controls the outcomes of these plans. This is similar to a New Testament teaching from the book of James. "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." Did you hear that? For anything, no matter how small or insignificant, to occur, it must be because it is the Lord's will. If he doesn't want something to happen, it won't. As it says elsewhere in the book of Proverbs, "Many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." This fact places all of life into perspective. It provides a framework within which all of us, whether we like it or not, operate. All of us are in the hands of the living God. That means we should never underestimate Almighty God. Neither should we ignore what he has to say. In this context, what he says in the book of Proverbs about sin and sinners is vitally important. In Proverbs 20 verse 9, for example, we can read, "Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin?" No one is innocent, no, not one. And to those who think they are without sin, Proverbs has this to say, "Does not he, that is God, who weighs the heart, perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done?" Yes, dear listener, the God who has made everything and who controls everything also knows everything. He knows how guilty all of us are because of our sins. He even knows all of our thoughts and motives. None of us can say that we are without sin. Proverbs teaches that clearly. And it adds those ominous words, "Will he not repay each person according to what he has done?" Sin must be paid for. The all-powerful and all-knowing God demands that. The book of Proverbs says more, though. It provides a way out for sinners like you and me. It tells us, for example, that through love and faithfulness sin is atoned for, and whoever confesses and renounces his sins finds mercy. That's right, sin can be atoned for. God will show mercy. How? The key words given here are love and faithfulness. That is, living in obedience to God's will and confession of sins. Confessing your sin is very important. It implies that you are aware that you have offended the Almighty God. You know all too well that your sins are crying for His attention, and so you fear the Lord. This healthy respect for God and His judgment on your sins is known as the fear of the Lord. Proverbs has something to tell you about that. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's right. Fearing the Lord is where it all begins. We need to have a healthy fear of the Lord, whom we have offended because of our sins. We need to be aware of God's real and terrible anger because of our sins. That's the beginning of wisdom. Coupled with this fear is the knowledge that the only way out of this terrible situation is to confess our sins to God, to admit them. Not long after Jesus died and rose from the dead, the Apostle Peter said these words to people of all ages. Repent, that is, confess your sins, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Confession of sins is where it all begins. It is saying to the Lord, Lord, I am so sinful I can't pay for my sins. I can't fight against them on my own. Without you, I'm lost. But with you, there's hope. Confession is acknowledging our complete dependence on Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. God wants to hear us do that. In fact, He tells us to do so for our own good. As He says in Proverbs 1:33, whoever listens to me will live in safety. Listening to God also includes trusting Him. Another proverb says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's the flip side to fearing God. It is trusting in a powerful God who is able to do everything. He's even able to arrange the salvation of sinners like you and me. As the Bible says elsewhere, all it takes is faith that He can do it and trust that He has done it also for you. Well, we've looked at a lot of Proverbs this morning, and unlike the first ones quoted in this message, not all of them are fun. Topics such as God's anger and sin and having to admit our own sin aren't popular today. As I said earlier in this program, however, they are the words of life and death. Listen to them and you'll live. Ignore them at your peril. Let's finish with one last proverb from the Bible. The fear of the Lord leads to life, then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Content, untouched by trouble. Now that's peace that only comes through the forgiveness of sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe that?
That was Abel Lander's reading, edited material provided by Veronica Hoyt. Life can be full of challenges and we need wisdom to respond. Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. as we consider what the Bible book of Proverbs has to say about wisdom and its source. For now though, from the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.